안녕하세요. Hello and welcome back to episode 7 of Learn Korean and Korean Culture. So, happy Liberation Day. 8월 15일은 광복절입니다. August 15th is 광복절, the national holiday for liberation from Japanese imperialism. So this was several days ago, and today we'll be talking about Liberation Day and Japanese imperialism in honor of this holiday.
광복절을 기념한 김, 오늘은 한국의 해방에 대해서 얘기해 봅시다.
So, a quick reminder to follow along with the vocabulary in the vocabulary page, which is linked in the description.
그럼 시작합시다. Then, let's begin.
지난번에는 조선시대의 이순신에 대해서 얘기해 봤습니다. So, last episode, we talked about Admiral Lee Sun-shin and how he defeated the Japanese in the war called Imjinweran, and this was all during the 16th century. So, Admiral Lee Sun-shin lived during the Joseon 시대, or Joseon Dynasty. Joseon 시대는 1392년에 시작해서 1897년에 끝이 났습니다. So, the Joseon Dynasty started, or 시작하다, in 1392, and it ended in 1897. 끝이 났습니다. 1897년 조선의 이름이 대한제국으로 바뀌면서 조선시대가 끝났습니다. So 이름 is name, and 바뀌다 is to change, and 끝나다 is to end. So basically, the name of Joseon changed to 대한제국 in 1897. And this is when we consider the Joseon dynasty to have ended. 대한제국 means the Korean Empire. So it changed from Joseon to 대한제국. But the same royal still ruled and stayed in power, so it really wasn't all that different from before, except for the new name 대한제국. So, this new empire, 대한제국, rules from 1897 to 1910, only 13 years, and that's really short for an empire, and I'll explain why from here on.
1904년 2월에 러일 전쟁이 시작하며 러시아와 일본이 한반도를 차지하려는 다툼이 시작됩니다.
So, in February of 1904, the 러일 전쟁, which is the Russo-Japan War, begins.
러시아와 일본이 한반도를 차지하려는 다툼이 시작합니다.
So 한반도 is the Korean Peninsula and 차지하다 is to take control of.
다툼 means fight and 시작하다 is to begin.
So the fight to take over land, specifically the Korean Peninsula, begins between Japan and Russia. And they were also fighting to imperialize Manchuria, which is in China, as well.
일본이 결국 전쟁을 이겼습니다.
And so eventually, Japan actually won. And this was a pretty significant moment for several reasons.
현대 시대에 처음으로 동아시아 국가가 서부와의 싸움을 이겼어요.
So this was the first time in the modern age, or 현대 시대, so 현대 means modern and 시대 means time period or age. So in this modern age, it was the first time that an East Asian country bested a Western power. And East Asian country is
동아시아 국가.
So 동 is east, 아시아 is Asia, and 국가 is country. So it was the first time that this East Asian country won against a Western power like Russia.
그리고 전쟁이 끝나고 두 달 후.
So 전쟁 means war. 끝나고 두 달 후 means 2 months after. So about 2 months after the war ends,
일본군이 궁을 둘러싸고 을사조약을 승인하게 해요.
So 일본군 or Japanese troops surround the palace in Korea and they force Emperor Gojong to sign the 을사조약. And 을사조약 is called the Japan-Korean Treaty of 1905. Keep in mind that 조약 means treaty. And this treaty made Korea a protectorate of Japan. And basically, Japan could control Korea now. And 5 years later, in 1910, the Japan-Korean Annexation Treaty was signed.
1910년 8월 22일에
한일 병합 조약이 조인됩니다. 이날은 국치일이라고 불리기도 해요.
So, the date this treaty was signed, which is August 22nd of 1910, this day is referred to as the National Humiliation Day, or 국치일. And this is because this treaty formally makes Korea a colony of Japan, and Japan now has complete control over Korea.
물론, 이 조약을 좋게 생각하는 한국인들은 없었어요.
So, obviously, there weren't any 한국인 or Koreans who liked the 조약 or treaty.
그래서 많은 의병들이 일본군이랑 싸웠어요.
So, there were 의병, which are righteous armies, and basically, 의병 are rebels who are fighting against the Japanese armies to liberate Korea.
1907년부터 1910년까지 17만 명이 죽고 35만 명이 부상을 입었어요.
So in the span of 2 to 3 years, from 1907년, which is 1907, to 1910년, which is 1910, 17,000 rebels died and 35,000 were injured.
결국 1916년 마지막 남아있는 의병들이 패배합니다.
And finally, in 1916년, which is 1916, the last rebel forces, or 의병, were defeated.
그리고 3년 후, 고종이 갑자기 죽어요.
So 3년 후, 년 is like the counter for years, and 후 is after. So 3 years later, in January of 1919, 고종 dies, and 죽다 is to die. And I briefly mentioned Gojong, and he was the second to last emperor of the Korean Empire before the Japanese took control of Korea. And he had been imprisoned in Deoksu-gung, which is a palace where the royal family used to live.
근데 왜 죽었는지 아무도 몰라요.
But no one knows why he died in that palace. So 왜 is why,
죽었는지 comes from 죽다, which is to die. And 아무도 is no one. And 몰라요 is to not know.
So no one knows why he died in that palace. And this is why many speculate that the Japanese soldiers actually poisoned him.
많은 사람들이 살해라고 생각합니다.
So 많은 사람들 is many people. 사람들 is people and 많은 is many. And 살해 is killing. So many people are angry because they believe that Emperor Gojong was actually killed by the Japanese.
그리고 그동안 일본 제국에 대한 많은 불만들이 쌓였어요.
And also, Koreans were really unhappy with Japanese rule for many reasons for a pretty long time. Koreans were being discriminated in their own country, and taxes were extremely high just for Koreans, and Korean lands were also taken away by the Japanese. So basically, like any case of imperialism, Korea's resources and labors were exploited by Japan.
그래서 유명한 3.1 운동이 시작합니다.
So, 그래서, therefore, 유명한, which is like famous, 3.1 운동, which is the March 1st movement,
시작합니다.
It begins. So, this all spurs the famous March 1st 운동, the 3.1 운동, that protests Japanese occupation of Korea. And 3.1 운동 translates to the March 1st movement. 3 is 3 and 1 is, 1 is 1. So 3.1 is basically 3.1, but it refers to the day this movement started, which is March 1st.
1919년 3월 1일에 비폭력 만세 운동을 시작했습니다.
So 1919년 3월 1일 is March 1st of 1919.
비폭력 is non-violent,
and the opposite of this is 폭력, without the B in the beginning, which just means violent.
만세 means hurrah, but it's usually used to advocate for something,
so here it would be used for Korean independence. And 운동 is movement. So, on March 1st of 1919, the non-violent movement for Korean independence begins.
한일 병합 조약을 무효와 한국 독립을 선언했습니다.
So, 한일 병합 조약
is the Japan-Korea Treaty of 1910. And remember, we talked about this a few minutes ago. This treaty basically gave Japan power over Korea formally. And people wanted it to be 무효, which is invalidity. So they wanted the treaty to be invalid and scrapped and thrown away. 한국 독립 is Korean independence. 선언하다 is to declare or advocate. So, on March 1st of 1919, protesters declared that the Japan-Korea Treaty of 1910 as invalid, and they called for Korean independence. 160만 명이 모였습니다. So, 160만 is like around 106,000 people, and 모였습니다 comes from the verb 모이다, which means to gather. So, basically, over 100,000 people gathered for these protests. However, these protests were brutally suppressed by Japanese soldiers, as most protests are. 900여 명이 죽고 4만 7천여 명이 구속됐습니다. So, 900여 명 is around 900 people. And 죽다 is to die. So, around 900 people died from these protests. 4만 7천여 명. So, that means around 4,700 people. And around 4,700 people were arrested. 구속하다 or 구속되다 is to be arrested. 하지만 3.1운동 덕분에 독립운동이 제대로 시작합니다. But thanks to these March 1st protests, the independence movement started really taking off in Korea. 예를 들면 시위들이 시작한 지 한 달 후 대한민국 임시정부가 수립되어 So, for example, a month after these protests started, the Provisional Government of the Republic of Korea was created. And a year later, there's an important battle that we call the Battle of Gwinghwanli. And I probably butchered that pronunciation, so I apologize. But in Korean, we call this the Cheongsanri Jeongtu. And we call this that because Cheongsanri is the Korean pronunciation of Gwinghwanli, and Jeongtu means battle. 3.1운동 후 독립투쟁이 더 활발해지며 민병들이 청산리에 모여서 일본군들이랑 싸웠어요. So 독립 means independence and 투쟁 means fight. So 독립투쟁 means the fight for independence. And 활발해진다 is to become more active. 민병 means civilian soldiers or fighters. So as the March 1st protests and independence movements become more active, civilians gathered in Cheongsanri to fight against Japanese soldiers who were campaigning there. And according to Korean sources, the independence army won and it's considered like a huge victory. But to be fair, there are many doubts surrounding the sources and whether like the death counts of Japanese soldiers were exaggerated. So we honestly can't be sure which side really won. And 6 years later in 1926, there was another important protest called the June 10th Movement. And as you can probably guess, it's named the June 10th Movement because it started on June 10th of 1962. 한국어로는 60만세 운동이라고 불려요. So in Korean, it's called the 60만세 운동. 이 운동의 특이한 점은 학생들을 중심으로 해서 일어난 독립운동입니다. So recall that 운동 means movement and 특이한 점 is interesting point. So the interesting point about this movement is that 학생들을 중심으로 해서 일어난 독립운동입니다. 학생 is student, 중심 is center, and 일어나다 is to rise. 독립운동 is independence movement. So basically, this June 10th protest arose with students at the center of it, which is really impressive and unique. 순종이 돌아가신 후 24만 명의 학생들이 모여서 조선 독립 만세를 외치며 서울의 거리를 행진했습니다. So in this same year, the last emperor of Korea, Sunjong, passed away. And he was the son of Gojong, the second to last emperor that we discussed earlier, who was likely poisoned by the Japanese soldiers. And after his funeral, 24,000 students gathered to march down the streets of the capital city, Seoul, and they shouted 조선 독립 만세. And 조선 독립 만세 roughly translates to something like hurrah or hooray for independence, independent 조선. So basically they were calling for independence. But unfortunately, Korea doesn't come much closer to independence after this protest. And in 1939, Japan begins the Soshi Kaimei, or Changshi Kaemyeong in Korean. So Changshi Kaemyeong and culture policy, which is like teaching in Japanese and stuff like that, that forces Koreans to assimilate to Japanese culture. And this was all happening after his death, the king's death. And 창씨 개명은 한국인들의 이름들을 일본식 이름을 쓰도록 강요했습니다. So this 창씨 개명 policy in particular forced Koreans to adopt Japanese names instead. And this was a part of Japan's cultural policy. And one of the ways they tried to imperialize Korea was to imperialize it culturally. And this is a great example of them forcing Koreans to adopt Japanese culture by changing their names to Japanese style names. So 그중 이름도 포함되어 있었습니다. So 이름 is names, and of course, changing your 이름, your name, was included in these cultural policies. And another form of cultural imperialism was forcing schools in Korea to teach in Japanese. This way, Japan could erase Korean culture, identity, and their language. 한국의 문화를 지우려고 했어요. 다행히도 한국에서는 아직 한국 문화가 생생하게 남아있고 한국어를 써요. So fortunately, we still practice much of Korean culture, and we still use Korean in Korea. And I know not all imperialized countries are so lucky and fortunate, and some have lost parts of their old native languages and language alphabets. And Korean does have some Japanese words in it, just a little bit that is left over from the traces of this imperialism. But we are super grateful and lucky that not everything Korean was erased.
하지만 결국 독립은 2차 세계 대전 후에 해요.
But unfortunately, Korean independence happens after the 2차 세계 대전. And 2차 is second and 세계 is world. 대전 is like a big war. So after the Second World War is when Korea is liberated from Japan. And as you may have learned in history class, Japan ends up surrendering to the Allies.
전쟁에 지고 항복해요.
항복하다 is to surrender. And they signed the Potsdam Declaration, which requires that Japan surrender and liberate imperialized Korea. So Korea is finally liberated after this world war, but that's not exactly the end of the story. And next episode, we'll talk about what happened to Korea after the war. And if you've ever wondered why there's two Koreas, North Korea and South Korea, make sure to listen to next week's episode, because we're going to be talking about how Korea split up into two countries after World War II.
들어주셔서 감사합니다.
So thanks for listening, and that's pretty much it for this episode. And make sure to leave any suggestions for future episodes in the episode suggestion form, which is linked in the description.
그럼 다음 주에 다시 만납시다.
Then we'll see you all next week. 감사합니다.